Hello everybody. I'm Pierre Cancir, and I will speak about the Ardipilot project. It's very famous in the drone world, but it's more than just flying drone, and I will try to show you what we are doing and how we are doing it. Mandatory slides about myself. It seems at first them, so I'm French guy, so I got a strong accent. Not shame about it. I'm a robotic engineer, so I only works with mobile robots, and I mostly works with small companies because that's the ones I got that needs more help. So I works on drone-in-the-box solution, food delivery with drone, inflatable robotics arms, patrol rovers, swarm robotics. And you can see that I start committing some stuff in open source community mostly when I start working, because I'm a lazy guy and it's easier to fix something on open source and release it against all the company I'm working for. So that's convenient to use open source. Ardipilot, so you get some clue in the name. There's Ardi and then and pilot. And so Ardipilot is an autopilot for micro vehicle, non-humanized, so with no people in it, and non-weaponized. We insist on this current time. And so the goal of the project is to help you and give you all the tools necessary to make your robots move on ground, on air, on sea, undersea, whatever you want, with whatever frame you want. So we are open source, it's totally forced, it's free. Open source, everything is online, everything is shared. And we also share all our tools to develop robotic solution to analyze what is happening on your robots. So we take some pride on the project to, be open on everything. Even our discussion are quite open to the community. We want to have your project trusted as we are dealing with flying vehicles. It can be very dangerous quickly. So we spend a lot of time to make the project trustable and reliable and predictable. So you can just load the autopilot into your vehicle and trust that it will fly and go to one position to another without crashing or relatively. And we are quite versatile, and I will show you some picture of why we are versatile and in what sense we are versatile. So we are supporting a lot of different type of robots, and I speak of robots and not drones because we support robots. So if you want to fly, and that's where we start. So multi-copters, so it's pretty famous nowadays. I want to assist on this. We got planes, so traditional planes that got a front motor, back motor, planes that can take off and land vertically. If we crash on the ground, it's happened, but no worry, we got Ardi rover. So we can have rovers and continue to move. So now it's a different frame truck. So we support differential drive rover, traditional rover like cars. You can go on the river with rover and get a boat. So we got some example of boats there. If you don't have motor, we support sailing, tackling, and everything on sea technique. I'm not a sea guy, so I don't know much about it, but we got some specialization on boats. We got walking rovers, we got self-balancing. If you think we got submarine, of course. We got antenna trackers, and if you need a balloon, we got some blimp and balloon control. So we support a large range of vehicle. It's a huge amount of work, but it's working very well with a single autopilot, so it's quite great, and it's open source. So that's what we are doing. So this project, it's a very old project. Maybe some of you remember, like Lucas, from a small Arduino boards with some Arduino code to make flying a multi-copter. Now we are way past this. We got full CPP codes, a huge code base with dozen contributor every month. So yesterday I was a talk from Zephyrus, and it looks like we got more forks than them and more GitHub star than them. So we are really a huge project. And so what else do we got? So I already speak about this. So we support So the frame, any robot you want, but also a lot of electronic boards to make your robot moves. So generally, we are doing only the software parts, and people bring their own, let's say, computer, but we are more using microchips, especially SM32 chips. And we are using this to make vehicle move with a tight integration, so we overload and push the microchips with a lot of capacity, a lot of things to deal with. And as a project, we need some funding to, like, the website, the CI and everything, and pay some developers for support and things like that. So we instantiate some Autopilot Marder program to have some commercial support for companies that need some help, or individual, we don't look, but well, you need to pay, so it's better to rely on community if you are individual. But yeah, a lot of company, we are like more 100 companies that are supporting us and want professional support from Autopilot, so we try to support as best as we can as a free project with the time we can allocate to company support, because yeah, we still need to maintain the project for everybody, so yeah, there's a lot going on. Let's speak about software architecture, so that's something really simple, so yeah. Okay, we can see it. So I already said we are a CPP project, so everything is developed with CPP. We are not strict on CPP 11, CPP 17, or whatever. It's like a mix of old C code and CPP because, yeah, we got a lot of background from this, so we're trying to modernize, but it can take time with all developers that had some habits. Let's start from the bottom. So we got some different hardware boards that need support. So for this, we need to support different type of operating system. So on microchips, we focus on ChibiOS. That is also a false RTOS. It's not necessarily brand known, but it gives us the best performance for what we are doing, so that's great. And we can integrate it tightly with Autopilot, so that's great. And they got a great team, great open team. You can see that we got I had support for ESP32 and FreeRTOS, so that kind of work in progress, especially the ESP32 is not necessarily great in terms of performance for real-time tasks and things like that. And our support for FreeRTOS is not that great. But we also support Linux. There was a time in the past where we said the future of the drone will be Linux, and it not vanished, but it quite disappeared. But we still support it, and especially for simulation, it's quite important to have Linux support. So Autopilot is there, so all the magic happens there in this block. And we got so an hardware abstraction layer, so we can have a common API and don't have to deal with the specificity of each OS each time we want to rent a vehicle or play with our vehicle. So we hide everything behind the hull. We got a lot of library for sensor parsing, so we support dozen of GPS, range finder, battery sensor, leak sensor, whatever you want in robotics. Everything is already coded. We got library for mostly everything you need for mobile robots into Autopilot. If you don't want to touch to the CPP part and the main Autopilot code, you can have a Lua script that will bring some new features without modifying the core of the Autopilot. So that's quite convenient and quite easy to make new things without knowing the whole code base of Autopilot. So the EasyFlow for those that are not in the robotic field and already lost. So we grab sensor data, we feed ZKF, that is a state estimation filter that give us where the robot is, what it's doing, and what it should be doing. We use this data into the control layer. The control layer will take decision on what it should do to do what it should be doing, so reach a point B from a point A. And from the control, we send order to the motor. So that's something quite easy in robotics. No big deal there. So what is happening? So we got Rotopilot, that is this block with all the sensors. So we embedded, we try to embed everything. We come from the drone where the mass is critical. So the Autopilot hardware engineering quite tight, quite integrated. So we got everything in, normally in single board if possible. And we need a remote link. So normally we are using radio control and not wired control. Because we want to go far, or people generally go far with flying drone or with rover and bots. And it's cool to have manual control, but it's better if you got something more advanced to do some mission. So we got mission supervision with some software we called ground control station. Okay, what's about hardware? Because robotics is about not software, but hardware. So here it's small picture from a partner company that show the inside of a quadcopter. So there's a lot of wiring and the autopilot is just this part. So we just manage this part. And all the rest is some other company jobs to bring a sensor, and our job is to be able to speak with all this. And we speed a little because I'm late. But what I would say, that is a subset of DDS to fit into a single microcontroller. Unfortunately, on ROS, they don't have great interface for flying drone, in general, outdoor drones, outdoor robots. So we try to stick with the UREP, this one. If you enable ROS2 support on RDPilot, you just have a set of topic and message from base, but you need to implement your own topic if you want something, because we don't know what everybody wants, and it can be too broad for us to support those agents on the ROS side to be able to understand the shrinked down version of DDS. So it got advantage, it's quite fast, you can have a quite fast rate on your topics. It got some other disadvantage, that is a subset of DDS and it's some specific nodes on ROS to work. But it's working, and you can do SLAM with RDPilot, I will show you later. Simulation, we cannot do robotic without simulation, or at least you did some some pool previously, and some people said, I make robotic without simulation, you are crazy. So on RDPilot, we got our own simulation engine. So it's a data-driven simulation engine. So basically, we're simulating a set of sensors. So mostly all the sensors we are supporting are simulated. And we can use it to feed the real code of RDPilot through the RL. And so that makes real simulation, and you can debug your code easily. And so it's quite easy to run RDPilot simulation on single computer. You can even run like 100 simulation on your computer and do a swarm with RDPilot with just a laptop, because as it's fit on a single microcontroller on a CPU is like nothing. The main disadvantage on this is like our own simulation engine don't have 3D environments. So you are in an empty world. You are just simulating your own drone and you don't know what is happening on the other drone and things like that. There's no synchronization. But it's also an advantage because you can simulate fast your controller and make some debugging. And as most simulation engine, we got too much parameters. So it can be hard for newcomers to understand how to simulate everything on RDPilot. But that's not a problem. We got also connection with Gazebo and some other simulator, whatever you want. We got an NLZ API to integrate RDPilot with the simulation engine you want, if you support air vehicle and sea vehicle. And lastly, what I want to say about simulation, we can do simulation on hardware, so you can load the simulation on your microcontroller if you want to test some hardware and make like advanced simulation, like you make an automation and you want to see your gimbal moving or drop a payload or something like that with your hardware that you cannot connect to your computer. So this is working. And of course, you can also, as the simulation is on Linux, you can plug real hardware on your computer and grab sensor and mess with with a simulation with your real sensor. So it doesn't work with GPS for obvious reason, but with rangefinder, it's easy to see if you pass correctly your rangefinder and see the drone react to the distance the rangefinder see. So here's a small video of a simulation on Gazebo. So this is a simulation of two Autopilot vehicles. So the bot is on Autopilot, so it's a big bot, don't do this. And we got, there's the end of the landing phase of a quad plane. So this project was to try and improve the takeoff on the moving platform that was a bot with the tiles on Gazebo, and try to see how the pilot was reacting. And after, we got a script in Lua that do rendezvous between the bot and the quad plane to make the landing sequence automatically, so there is no people involved in this control. Everything is open. We got a blog post about it, and all the code is of the simulation exists on Autopilot, so you can grab it and play with it. As we rely a lot on our community to improve the project, we always try to apply to Google some of code to get some students and teach them how to use Autopilot and how to help us to improve Autopilot on some subjects. So some years ago, we got some students, it was 2 years ago, we got two students that improved ROS2 support and especially NAV2 support. So they worked on doing SLAM in 2D with a multicopter and with the simulation site, so you got the results there. It's working quite well, and it's used DDS to do this, so it's working real well, and we got the simulation site that's working. Everything is online again, so you can read the blog post and see how they do it. They did it, and what was the struggle, because there was a lot of struggle on this. Autopilot is about Autopilot, but we got a lot of other tools to make your vehicle move. So the one I want to speak the most is AP peripheral. So one thing we see is that normally, to connect a sensor on Autopilot, you use some UART and some I2C SPI, but it's quite short wire and you can be jammed by big motor and powering system or something like that. So we develop AP peripheral that is a subset of Autopilot without the Autopilot part. So you can use all library we develop for the Autopilot, especially the sensor grabbing and the protocol communication to make, for example, a GPS that works with CAN bus. So you just buy a GPS with UART, you just AP peripheral to get a GPS part of the code, the drone CAN support, and you can extend your range of the GPS and put it at like 3 meters from your autopilot. So that's quite useful and easy. You don't have mostly anything to code, just grab the right library to do this. If you struggle with drone calibration, we got a new tool called methodic configuration that help you to get the most performance of your drone. So it's a training guide and you can send it, you can use it to grab the logs from your drone and improve the performance from the logs. So everything is, everything is semi-automated, so it's a good guideline and it really simplifies the tuning method for every vehicle you want to move with Autopilot. As I said, we are working on Linux. It's CPP code to compile. If you don't like command line, we got a website to compile your Autopilot for you. So it's quite convenient and you can strip down Autopilot from some parts. For example, if you want ROS2, you cannot put every sensor support on Autopilot because it doesn't fit in a single microcontroller flash. So with this, you can get ROS2 support and get rid of, Runfinder if you don't use them, or some version of GPS, some brand of GPS. And for those that likes data, we got some web tools to make nice analysis, nice graph on what is happening on your machine. What are we looking for? I'm close to finish. we're looking for some developments on CI because we are struggling with too much developments. And then, yeah, that concluded my presentation. I was close to the end. And so we got a lot of places to discuss with us, to reach us. Feel free to contribute if we don't develop robots or vehicles, we need help on a contribution on CI, on documentation, and even code optimization. So, and that's all for me. Thank you for listening.
Hello, any questions? Not everybody at once?
I'm a complete outsider here, there's been a lot of focus on robots in defense. Do you notice anything inside, say, the open source community regarding that? Do you see a shift in focus or requirements or technology advancements?
Yeah, so for Arbipilot, we vote some years ago that we won't help and we won't accept any contribution for weaponism systems. That's why I said it clearly, especially on this time. And as a professional in robotic fields and in drone worlds, nowadays we got a lot of funding for weapon with drone. And yeah, so it's that everybody ethics to say, I want to work on this or not. But for the project, we said we are neutral, we don't want weapon, and that's all.
I worked on a company doing like autonomous planes like years back, and at the time the like FAA and EASA, like, they weren't really making much progress on like safety certification for these. Do you know if there's been any progress on that recently towards like getting these like certified to fly in like public areas?
Yeah, so with Arbipilot we know that you can reach not the highest levels but close. If you know SORA, you can do like sales 3 in urban environment with Arbipilot. So the project on itself and what we are, the binary we are providing upstream on the project is not enough to get some certification. But we know we work with a lot of companies to get the best of Arbipilot and get what the regulator wants as paperwork, because it's mostly paperwork, and demonstration. So you can reach not the highest and certified flying vehicle stuff, but it's enough to do like all the drone tasks, small drone tasks you want. So, and that's also why I insist on non-humanized. So don't use Arbipilot for air taxi or something like that. It's not designed for this. You can trust it for some drones, but to transport people over people, please don't do it.
Yeah, hi. This might get a little technical, but I had a question on there's been the production of Intel T265 camera, the RealSense, that's not been manufactured anymore. Is there any alternative for that for indoor localization for Arduino pilot-based drones?
Yeah, so if you look at the example or some previous sort of project we did, we got some partnership with Luminix that does the OGD camera and things like that, the stereo cameras to do SLAM. And everything is embedded in the camera, it's quite cheap, so yeah, we can use this with Arbipilot, but not directly on the microcontroller. You need to go with another software like ROS or another software to handle the stereo camera and feed the autopilot with either the position or the offset position, or yeah, we got multiple entry.
Right.
You can check on our wiki, we got a full page with some how to do this and what we got as input, what you can use as input on the autopilot to move with 3D camera or stereo camera.
Yeah, thank you.